If you're just joining us, we've been hearing from the Environment Minister, Mark H. Durkin, who's said he's going to take action on bonfires. He set out three options for us this morning. The option he favours is this licensing system. And he told the programme that he's not ruling it out, having it in place by next year. 0-33-80-55-55 for your calls, 81771 for your texts. And Peter is with us. Good morning, Peter.
I just like that off Sam and everybody like to apologize to people. They just call people at the bonfires the word track suits, drink beer, and loots. Not everybody at the bonfire does that. And I just think it's highly offensive to be trying to say that about people at the bonfire.
Simon?
You know what I mean?
Simon?
What? Yeah?
Would you like to respond to what Peter had to say there?
I've been in there. I've seen what they are. I know what they are. You know, you can shroud it what you like with culture, to be honest with you, but it's not culture. I've seen what happens at them. I've seen the people burning them. I know that people get asked for money by people. They're intimidating into that situation happening in their community.
But that, you know, that can be seen. Sorry, Peter, and I'll let you back in. But that is seen as a massive generalisation, Simon. And does that upset you then, Peter?
Yes, a lot of things go on. Listen, I have a certain job and I take both sides of the community. Because they're standing terminated, I don't call them louts. They're still what I carry and call customers. Just because they want to show their culture, I'm happy enough. But I have attitude towards you. Just same as the Protestants go to bonfire.
Do you go to bonfires, Peter?
Yes, I do. I'm not a lout, I'll tell you after.
And how would you describe them then to someone like Simon?
Everything, you know, you get concerts, people get drunk at concerts, people do stupid things but drink. You know, I could do the thing, the bonfire, but I still go and watch it. I've got a granddaughter. You know what I mean? But that guy there, Simon, I think he's never be done by himself, honestly. I just think that's a terrible attitude to have in the job he's doing.
Have you ever been to a bonfire, Simon?
Yeah, I've seen them. I used to work for Valley Cabs as a taxi driver, so I used to actually make a point of generally not being around in the 12th because I didn't want my car stoned or stolen and burnt off me. But
Is that the only time a car gets stolen around
July? You see, the problem is what you're doing is you're doing exactly what always happens in Northern Ireland. You're now saying, oh, but what about, what are you saying, internment? Someone might stone my car then too. Well, maybe they might.
No.
As you can hear, I'm not from here. I'm from England where...
You know nothing.
How long have you lived here, Simon? How long have you lived here, Simon?
16 years.
So what did you think about bonfires then? Sorry, Peter. Peter, 1 second, then you can come back in. So what did you think about bonfires then when you first came here? Did you know anything about them or what did you think?
Well, from what I've... To be honest, what I've seen personally of the supposed loyalist and orange and Protestant whatever culture is, generally, intimidation. And I don't know about the other side so much. I've seen bits and pieces. But generally, it is about marching, shouting, drinking, having bonfires. And none of what is happening has really got any relevance to today or tomorrow or how we go forward as a country or a part of a United Kingdom or part of a United Ireland. None of it at all.
But Peter, could you...
There's a huge...
Well, Peter. I like to ask them, work 11 and 12? Did everybody work 11 and 12?
Sorry?
Did you ever work on the 11th day to 12th day?
Once.
Yes, so you'd worked, you know, you had a problem with taking money off loads.
Peter, do you want to...
No, I didn't. That's exactly it. I wouldn't take money off. I wouldn't go to those areas. They would be off limits because they're dangerous.
You are taking a lot of piss.
Okay, all right, Peter. We're going to have to apologise for the language, Peter. We're going to have to leave it there. Thank you, and thank you to Simon. Let's talk to Danny. Apologies once again there for Peter's language. It is a live programme, as I'm sure you can understand. Danny, what do you think?
Well, I think Simon's right there. Now, I'm born and bred in Belfast. I'm a Protestant. But when I turned about 28... I grew a brain.
How do you mean?
I used to go to all these bonfires and follow the orange man. But see, looking at the kids today, instead of building bonfires and beating their big drums, they should be getting educated. Now, that guy was on there saying about our culture. You know, that culture is rotten. No, it's all about drink, drugs.
But it might be rotten to you, but to some people, culture is hugely important.
No, yes, my culture is good, but I'm talking about all I go out for is to build bonfires and drink.
Yeah, but you could kind of say that about any, you know, about anyone. There is always a minority that might give,
it's not a minority, it's a majority.
What do you think about this licensing idea?
I think that's a good idea. So that somebody can take responsibility. Mm-hmm. Now, if I don't take responsibility, then there's no bonfire.
Okay, we'll have to leave it there.